This is the third in a series on money and politics. Last time, we discussed the difficulty of getting the court to overrule Citizens United. Because of that, several constitutional amendments have been proposed in joint resolutions and introduced in Congress in order to undo Citizens United and overrule the idea that a corporation is a legal person. After studying them, however, it became clear that they've been so sloppily drafted that no one could tell you what they'd do. None that I've seen addresses the associations we join. Political, civil liberties, civil rights, environmental organizations, and professional associations all take stands on candidates or political issues. The ACLU went to court years ago to protect its ability to take out an ad over the impeachment of President Nixon. All except the smallest are incorporated and are protected by the right of association. The First Amendment protects speech, press, assembly, and petition. In combination, that's what our associations do to influence public attitudes about major issues. They incorporate to outlast their founders, use the courts, open bank accounts, organize membership and leadership, seek tax-exempt status, and protect members from liability for any mistakes the organizations make. Those associations matter. The lasting impact that people like Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King had on the civil rights movement depended on the organizations that did the advance work and drove home the meaning of what they and other great leaders of the movement did. That's true of most successful political movements. Yet the proposed amendments stop after denying that corporations have constitutional rights and authorizing legislatures to regulate them. A literalist could read the amendments as superseding and repealing all previous protections for the organizations we rely on to reform politics, the environment, civil rights, and just about everything we care about. Nothing in the proposals protects them. Sometimes courts hang on to interpretations of older texts and neuter newer language, as the Supreme Court has with language in the amendments passed in the aftermath of the Civil War. In the absence of any language about associations, it's impossible to say what the courts would do to the proposals regarding associations. One proposal denies that it limits the people's rights, but it's attached to text which limits what the court defines as part of the people's First Amendment rights. The meaning of that exception is mysterious, just authorizing the courts to figure it out. Only two amendments mention a free press. They merely say that they, quote, shall not be construed to alter the freedom of the press, close quote. That's nice, but the exceptions swallow the proposals because much of political campaigns is in or can be done by the press. Whoever controls the distinction controls the result, whether authorities can squelch the press or the press becomes the next form of improper power. Corporations often set up subsidiaries for otherwise regulated functions, such as associations or media companies, like what Murdoch did with Fox. Some media companies are owned by conglomerates. Many associations set up separate organizations for tax purposes. The NAACP set up Thurgood Marshall's organization around 1940 to separate its legal work from other organizational work. Lawyers fashion ways to live with rules. Nor should media companies and political associations have a monopoly on political speech. The law should be neutral and shouldn't protect the speech of some while shackling the speech of others. Whatever you think of the Roberts Court, and I'm no fan, these are serious issues, and no proposal addresses them. Instead, they provide feel-good language covering sloppy and dangerous clauses.